News delivery was fairly hilarious in itself.
The two main arms of the Russian pincer movement continue their advance towards Stalingrad, where, according to a Stockholm report, the German siege commander has begun to pull out. Moving forward another 25 miles in the north and from 10 to 12 miles in the south, the Russians have captured three German divisions complete with generals and staffs. New details of the Russian drive on Stalingrad have reached London from Moscow. This report states the Russians moved their troops by night, achieving a surprise effect. The Red Army concentrated its forces with amazing speed, although they had to cross the freezing Volga. Soviet artillery played havoc with the enemy's telephone communications, and many wireless installations were destroyed. Shells from long-range Russian guns fell on several divisional...
ABC News for the 25th of November 1942, read by the wonderfully named Heath Murdoch, who I suspect was occasionally thought to be the Adelaide Advertiser's editor Keith Murdoch in disguise. In the 40s, the ABC's federal news editor Frank Nixon managed to lobby for an independent radio news service, and this finally came about by official statute in 1946. But more about that later in the show. To return to the subject of ABC News, the various forms of external and internal political infighting which had dogged it since the 1940s gave rise to an articulate and reliable service under the aegis of W.S. Hamilton. And it was Hamilton's tenure that established the grand tradition of post-war ABC newsreaders, with personalities such as Graham Connolly, Peter Dawes Smith, John Chance, James Dibble, and Martin Royal.
The drama in Munich has now switched from the Olympic Village to the city's airport. Some of the Israeli hostages have been taken to the airport by Arab guerrillas. The move followed hours of negotiations between security authorities and the guerrillas, who earlier had shot dead two members of the Israeli Olympic team. The commandos left the Israeli Olympic headquarters by bus soon after 7 o'clock this morning, Eastern Australian time. The bus stopped at the main exit of the Olympic Village. Three helicopters landed beside the bus. One of the Arabs emerged from the vehicle and inspected the helicopters. The helicopters then took off for Munich International.
The massacre of the Israeli Olympic athletes at Munich in 1972, as read by Martin Royal. Martin had joined the ABC some 25 years before, and his news delivery had been considerably modified over the ensuing quarter of a century. And I'm not sure we would have felt the same about the Munich tragedy if it had been read by this younger version of Martin Royal from 1951.
This is the news from the ABC, read by Martin Royal. Here are the headlines. More than 20 people have died in a rail crash near New York. Russia has called for an early meeting of the Big Four. A Liberal Party decision in Britain may bring about the fall of the Attlee Labour government. The Newcastle waterfront strike has ended.
Martin Royal on ABC News in 1951, sounding for all the world as if he was reading it from Buckingham Palace in a silk dressing gown. Martin, of course, originally came over from England, as indeed I did, and I remember him taking me aside one day in the early 70s, shortly after I began reading news, and saying, "Tony, the national game in Australia, it's not cricket, it's cricket." Well, I thanked him and went away somewhat bemused.
Is hand embroidery your hobby? You can win money. Even Dad can enter the special section for men in a new £2,000 hand embroidery contest in this week's Australian Women's Weekly. Contest sections range from peg bags to dinner cloths. Get all details by the Australian Women's Weekly. Out now.
No, I'm afraid it's not out now. It's a long dead issue. From Tony Baldwin and Radiogram, good night.